Just wondering for a few moments.
Can I stay here, Phil?
No. It's okay.
I truly didn't want it to be recorded.
Too bad, so be careful of what you say.
Exactly.
Just for a few moments, I felt it is fitting when we have taken the subject of the temple to present some verses from 1 Kings. But before I do so, it is very important for all those that are here with us today. We have spoken much about glory, display of excellency, that we see in the life and the coming of the Lord Jesus. And to you, if you are without Christ, probably meant nothing. On top of it, we brought us into the picture. And we said that those that have trusted Christ Jesus are also the temple where we said the dwelling place of God Himself. And that I can assure you, if the first one meant nothing to you, then the next session meant absolutely nothing to you. But I'm here to just share a word. Before I enter into something that might also will be meaningless to you, I feel the need to present a word of warning and yet present you with the love of God. Is that if we have discussed our last reading, that there is coming a day where Christ will rule supreme, the unfortunate part of it, that if you have decided today, and you made a decision within your own soul, that up to this moment, you will not accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, let me assure you, as far as God's word is concerned, you will not be present in that coming day. You will not witness at all the greatness and the beauty of that scene to come. Because unfortunately, you will be in a place of torment, regretting the occasion that you did not believe the word of God when a word of salvation and the love of God was extended to you. You felt, you know what, let me enjoy what I'm enjoying presently in this world. The brethren talked much about maybe technology and computers and all these things that really will defile our minds if we are watching the wrong things. And probably in your own vision and deep in your own soul wanted to continue that path of things. That's going to be your choice. Elijah, when he challenged the people of God, he says, you know, make a decision. Make a choice. Make a choice, my dear son and daughter, young and old alike. Make a choice this evening that I thank God that God loved me so much. The measure of His love that He gave His only begotten Son. Why did He offer Him up? Because He loved you. And God does not desire that any, the Bible said, should perish. That any. He has no intention and desire for you to perish, but because of your sins, you would. If you will not accept the payment of Christ on Calvary's cross, that He paid for your sins and mine. He cried, it is finished. There is nothing else to be done. He was raised because God accepted the payment. And God has every intention to exalt Him, even now where He is at the right hand of God. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is say yes to the gift of God. Yes to the unspeakable gift of God. Lord Jesus, I accept You. Into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I can assure you, from God's authority, the word of God, none of us can make you or give you any assurance. Only the word of God, only God Himself, He says, and ye will have eternal life. It's as simple as this. So make a decision this evening. Do you have a desire to witness the greatness and the excellency of this blessed person we've been occupied with today? Then say yes to him. I beg with you. I beg you to say yes to him. And if you said yes to him, I want to tell you what you are in him. So turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 5. I want to give room for other brethren. So it's going to be a fast moving thing. And I want to read a few verses. One verse is from 1 Kings chapter 5 and verse 17. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and hewed stones to lay the foundation of the house. Verse 7 of chapter 6. And the house, when it was building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither. Underline, made ready before it was brought thither. 1 Kings chapter 7 and verse 9. All these were of costly stones, according to the measures of hewed stones, sowed with sows within and without. Verse 10. And the foundation was costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones after the measures of huge stones and cedars. And the great court round about was 3 rows. And the last verse, I'm going to say it in closing, and that's in chapter 6. I'm not going to say it now. But remember, there will be one more verse. When we talk about the temple, it has every intention from the Old Testament to understand God's ways and God's purpose seen in saving your soul and saving my soul. No wonder that when the Apostle Peter was talking to us, he spoke to us as being living stones. Why is it the living stones? Because you and I are the temple of God presently by the Spirit of God. The church of the living God is the temple where God dwells. And because it's a temple where God dwells, we are by figure stones. That's why the Apostle Peter said again, we are living stones. Why are we living stones? Because we take character from the living God. Everything in Christianity is living. There is no deadness. There is not that kind of religion that the author of it is dead and the preachers of it are dead and there is no hope in the future. Christianity is totally different because it is a living system because we take character from the living true God. And that's why you and I are living stones. And I want to engage our hearts of what are the features of that stones that were seen in the temple of Solomon, but also the spiritual value that you and I could gain in light of the New Testament. That these stones, in chapter 5 it says, and they brought great stones. The first feature of that great stones is the position that the grace of God has placed us in. That you and I, by the grace of God, dear brethren, and this is why it's not a matter of boasting. It's not a matter of being proud and full of pride because of what the grace of God brought us into. But so that, as we were reminded earlier, and the Apostle Paul took it from that verse, he says, he that boasteth or glory, let him glory in the Lord. So when we talk about the characteristic of these stones, so that the conclusion of it is you and I will glory in the Lord. That this is what the grace of God has wrought.